This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. We're far past the time when Huey Long won the governorship by promising free school textbooks for every child. Now it's all about education reform. Where do today's candidates stand? Democrat John Bel Edwards.
We label a lot of things in Louisiana reform that don't really offer or deliver much improvement.
Edwards opposed the 2012 state education reforms, including school choice. The Republicans all support that. Jay Darden.
The voucher program, I think, has merit, and more importantly, the charter school project, if you will, is working.
David Vitter.
I strongly support charter schools, voucher scholarships. I would continue that policy.
And Scott Angel.
I never believe that a child's zip code ought to be the final determiner of whether or not that child gets a good education.
Common Core is a different matter. Darden supports it. The rest say they're opposed. Edwards says,
I have been consistently and from the beginning against the wholesale adoption of Common Core standards in the state of Louisiana.
There's a task force working on new standards for the state, an alternative to Common Core. Angel approves.
Certainly the legislature was right to pass a resolution to go back to the drawing board. That was the right thing to do.
Darden agrees.
That is going to allow us to look at those standards, determine what's right about them, what's wrong about them, what needs to be changed, and I think we'll proceed from there.
But Vitter says,
it could lead to a good result, but quite frankly, the early indication is that it's headed to Common Core by another name. I would veto that. We're going to get out of Common Core. We're going to get out of the park test.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.